The Deal Lawyer Lifestyle. This is Brock.
And this is John.
So as a deal lawyer, what can you expect on a daily basis?
Well, it varies. I mean, it depends. If you're knee deep in deals, you could have a wild day. You may have a conference call on the status of a deal on your way into work. You may get to work and start preparing for a board meeting or a board call. You talk to your colleagues working on the deal about comments you have on an agreement or about something that's been discovered in due diligence or about the financing. You may have a call with the bankers on some aspect of the sale process. You may be negotiating a confidentiality agreement or some other of the deal agreements. If you've got a deal at the SEC, you may be reviewing the latest draft of a merger proxy or working on responding to staff comments. Even at my advanced age, you never know. You might actually pick up a pen and draft something. But there's also, this is all, we're all corporate lawyers as well, so there's a lot of ordinary course housekeeping that goes on in the day. You may be preparing board minutes for the last comp committee meeting that you attended, reviewing 34 Act filings, answering questions about, whether the press release is improperly, using non-GAAP numbers. You may be responding to staff comments on Exchange Act reports, talking with a CFO who's thinking about doing a buyback. All the other corporate stuff that that goes on is sort of the baseline hum, the work that corporate lawyers do, with the deal stuff layered on top of it.
And for those that start down the deal lawyer path and then decide it's not for them, but they don't quite want to leave the law firm, is it once a deal lawyer, always a deal lawyer?
Well, I think there are different paths. I mean, there are ways to kind of get off of the partnership track path or the go-go deal path, and a lot of folks look at that and they don't want to do it, so they focus more on the compliance side. I mean, and that's very valuable and becoming very, very even more and more important. I think that you do see folks who say, "Hey, this is not for me. I'm interested technically in this particular area, and don't want to be be sucked into the vortex of being a full-time deal lawyer." So there are lots of, and I think law firms are getting better about this, providing opportunities for talented people who want to take a little bit of a different career track.
And what about how would you say the pros are of being a deal lawyer? I know we covered this a little bit in another podcast.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's generally interesting work. You're working with very smart people. You're working with the top folks at your client. These deals always involve a team, and I think people enjoy being part of a team that's working toward a common goal. Some deals are really positive experiences, and you're feeling like you're actually helping somebody realize a dream or provide opportunities for other people. I remember, distinctly working on some deals where, we had really troubled situations, but the company had a brand, it had some real possibility, and you had some smart people that were very sophisticated and bought into it, and were able to persuade folks to back them financially, and saved a business that wasn't going anywhere, and saved a lot of people's jobs. My favorite all time, though, actually in terms of deals that I've done, I used to do an awful lot of IPOs, and I loved those because, particularly when you were dealing with companies that were being taken public by their entrepreneurs and weren't all private equity backed and institutionally backed like most of them are today, that was a great feeling. I mean, you're literally watching someone live the American dream right in front of your eyes, and that's a great feeling.
What about the cons?
Well, you're often drinking water through a fire hose. If you're in a deal practice, it really is a very, very busy when the market is hot. It can be a very, very frantic, frankly, environment to try and work in. You also, this is an area where you have to make a lot of quick decisions in areas where there aren't a lot of clear guideposts from the courts or from statutes, and you have to learn to live with uncertainty. That you're going to lose some sleep over decisions that you make in the course of deals. So that's tough. You also, let's face it, there are a lot of smart people in this business, but there are also an awful lot of obnoxious people in this business. And some deals aren't happy affairs. Some deals are have really elements of tragedy to them. That you know, you see people that have worked hard for something, and they're selling a business that's in distress, and they're not getting much for their life's work, and they feel like they have failed. So it's you know, it runs the gamut. It's the human comedy, Brock. You know.
And you know, if you're a deal lawyer, how do you explain what you do to family and friends? What's that cocktail conversation?
I usually just tell them I'm a corporate lawyer and let them figure out the rest. So much of what I do is confidential that I've gotten into the habit of not talking about it. I early in my career, I had the occasion to read some SEC depositions in an insider trading case. And if you've ever read anything like that, you know it just is a catalog of everyone that you have talked to and everyone that you have met, and you know, where are your parents' bank accounts and everything. And I thought, you know what, people had always lectured, and rightly so, lawyers about confidentiality. I think the best way to bring that home is to have somebody sit down and read an SEC deposition on insider trading, and you'll learn that it's best for the people that are close to you that you're not talk an awful lot about what you do. So it's kind of funny. I my wife has sometimes picked up the morning paper, and she'll look at some deal that's announced, and she'll go, "Did you work on this one?" And you know, sometimes the answer is yes, because it's public. I can finally tell her.
Wow, great stuff! Thanks so much, John.
You bet.